Today, we're going to talk about content. I remember hearing a story about Mark Twain. He received a letter from a magazine publisher requesting a short piece, 2 pages, something he could write in 2 days. The assumption being 2 days would be more affordable at Twain's going rate. Twain wrote back that he could deliver 30 pages in 2 days or 2 pages in 30 days, but he could not deliver 2 pages in 2 days, at least not at the rate the publisher was willing to pay. And Mark Twain certainly understood the value of content. The process of creation is a process of editing, of careful distillation, of pulling out what isn't valuable. And that process is expensive. It's what separates a fine novel from a phone book. It's what separates user-generated content from an Oscar-nominated film. And this raises an interesting question. In the last 100 years, the largest volume of content was created for which medium? What do you think? Movies? Nah. Television? Radio? Mm-mm. Newspapers? Nope. Cable news? Mm-mm. Did I hear someone say music? Not even close. To this day, the largest volume of content ever created for media distribution is the billions of hours of telephone conversations between any 2 people. Is this content interesting? Is it valuable? Well, unless you're one of the people in on the phone call, probably not. Even if you are one of the people on the call, it's not always interesting. But it is cheap, and it is content, and there's been lots of it. Today, the cost of the distribution network is shared by the millions of other people using the network. The cost to create and transmit a 2-way voice conversation is very low. All you need is a phone, someone else with a phone, and something to talk about. The distribution cost of any single conversation is, for all intents and purposes, zero. Of course, when the cost of distribution equals zero, the value of the content being distributed takes on a whole new meaning. So it's important to really understand the value relationship between production and distribution, especially as user-generated content becomes more and more of a market reality. So the question now becomes, as the cost of distribution approaches zero, what is this content worth? When is a wedding video worth more than an episode of ER? When is a text message worth more than an hour of talk radio? Well, we can actually answer these questions, but I've used up way more than my 90 seconds. Next time, we'll take a look at the big question keeping movie studio executives up at night. Is my film library really worth $1 billion? Until then, this is Don DiPietro for Ken Radio.